Hey everyone, welcome to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly and I am so excited because I have something super awesome to share with you. I have been in the works over the last 3 years developing this amazing program just for you, and I'm so excited to share. I have quickly learned that you all are seeking more from this podcast. You're wanting more for your confidence, you're wanting more for your direction, you're wanting more for your purpose, you want to feel more fulfilled, you want to feel more fun, more lively, more expansive, you have curiosities about all of these different energy modalities and what you can do to tap your unconscious, wake up your true potential, and move in that direction quickly. Because what we want to do is move you into manifesting an abundant life, manifesting the success that you've been wanting, moving into that transformation where you get to create the life that you love. And that is what this is all about. Y'all, I am so excited. I am launching my coaching program, which has been in the works for the last 3 years. I've been testing it in teams. I've been testing it with individuals, and I'm so excited to share it officially. You guys, if you want to do a consultation with me, please book it now. We are filling up so quickly. I am so excited. But here's what's important. You have to determine that you are ready for this, that you're ready for transformation, that you're ready for a new beginning, and you feel it in every single part of you that you are dedicated to this new level of you. And you need me because I've honed the skills, I've got the practices, I have the tools for your toolbox that you can do just that. And I'm really excited to bring it to you. So here's what you can expect. Book a consultation call with me. You get 1 hour of my time. What that means is we are going to do a coaching session together. Understand where you are, what you want, where you're going to go in the next 6 months, and how we can help you get there. You might be searching for career help. You might be searching for relationship help. You might be searching for clarity in your life and the direction that you're trying to head. You might need to boost energy. I have tools for that, and you and I can become amazing partners on this journey of your life, and I want to be your accountability partner. So, go to my website. It's kimberly-tackett.com. That's kimberly-tackett, T-A-C-K-E-T-T.com. I'm waiting for you, and we have an amazing future together to transform your life and get you on the path that you've been dreaming of. Do not wait any longer. You've been waiting long enough. And please do it, because what we're going to do is untap those excuses that are tied to your unconscious thoughts, your unconscious beliefs, and the things that have formed because of your experiences in your life. We're going to get deep, all right? So you've got to be ready to be open. You've got to be ready to go with me through this process, because I expect that of you. We have to do that in order to move forward. So I'm so excited. Please check out the website, kimberly-tackett.com. Book your consultation. You can book it anytime. It'll show the calendar and all of my availability, and we will get started. All right, let's go into our next episode of The Life You Love. Hey everyone, welcome back to this series, this three-part series on Train Your Brain. And this second episode of the series is all about hypnosis, a tool that can help you get to your unconscious, untap these behaviors and these emotions attached to memories so that you can move forward in your life, move into high vibe, and create a life reduced of fear, reduced of anxiety, letting go of the past, letting go of this negativity, letting go of the career and the control and the fear of what's been holding you back. So I'm really excited about this. Y'all, I know that sometimes when we hear about hypnosis, we think about somebody, you know, swinging this clock in front of this watch in front of our eyes, telling us we're going to get very sleepy. And I know, thank you, Hollywood, for giving us that imagery. But I'm here to tell you, hypnosis is so much cooler than that. Hypnosis is the state of mind that allows you to speak directly to the unconscious mind, because what's happening is your brain is in a brainwave pattern that eliminates the need for your conscious state of mind to have any kind of control. So what's happening is these alpha and these theta brainwaves where your brain is in during hypnosis allows for the judgment and the analytical thinking and the critical thinking to subside, relax, take a chill pill so that your unconscious can be spoken to. And that's really important. When we talk about training your brain, it's critical that you know this information on how this works, because it's not woo-woo. It is not woo-woo. It is really serious, awesome practices that have helped people get through pain management, increase their communication skills, overcome relationship issues, resolve some medical conditions like digestive disorders, skin issues, even weight problems. People have been able to quit smoking, quit bad habits like biting your fingernails, things like that, right? Like, we don't want to hold on to those bad behaviors that are causing us to create these, you know, habits that aren't congruent with who we are and how we imagine our best selves to be. We want to live in a life where we are our total, loving, unconditional, beautiful self. And sometimes that means that we've got to get to the baggage that's been held up in our past memories, in our subconscious, and we've got these emotional attachments to those memories. We've got to get to the root of it. I like to think of our brain as a garden, or our mind actually as a garden. And we can create whatever garden we want. We can plant whatever we want in there. But just because we plant all these beautiful things and we have these beautiful habits and we do good things for ourselves doesn't mean that sometimes weeds aren't going to grow, right? We have to keep caring for our garden. Sometimes there's some nasty stuff that's still living underground and it's going to seep its way up. And all of a sudden, this terrible memory surfaces and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do something with this. I recognize now that that's the reason why I'm not getting to where I need to be, because this situation is blocking me. This memory is blocking me. This limiting belief is blocking me. And because of that, that's why we have these power tools, or these tools like hypnosis and like meditation and guided meditation, which is very similar to hypnosis, and tapping and all of these other amazing practices and modalities that help you get to your unconscious mind. You guys, medicine's not going to do this, okay? So I have a great appreciation for Western medicine. I have a really great appreciation for spiritual healing. We need both, all right? But when it comes to the anxieties, when it comes to these challenges, when it comes to these mental blocks that we can't overcome, we have to seek practices that are going to get to the root of these beliefs and this belief system that we've had in place for however long we have, because that is the only way that we're going to be able to actually solve the problem. So let's clear out those weeds. Let's learn about some ways that you can do that and give you this information so you're empowered to go and search what's best for you. This is hypnosis. Hypnosis is a state of mind where we are able to talk to the unconscious, because our conscious state of mind is chilling out and not in control. So we go to the unconscious and we start to ask questions and we give suggestions on, you know, the problem, right? So when you are working with a hypnotherapist, they are going to learn things about you. They're going to ask you, why are you here? What are you struggling with? And this might be your psychiatrist, this might be your psychologist, and they might identify, hey, hypnosis is actually a really important practice for you. And if that's the place where you're at, that's incredible. If this sounds like something that could work for you, go find somebody who does this, who is specialized, certified, and practices psychology. Maybe they are a psychologist, maybe they are a psychiatrist, and they are a licensed hypnotherapist. What an amazing person for you to connect with so you can get through some of those hardships that you've experienced in your life and get to the root of those memories so that you can pull those out and create this beautiful garden that is you, that is your beautiful mind, that is your perfect mind, and get you into a state of high vibe, of success, of abundance, of love, unconditional love for yourself, remove you from those fears. All right. So what can hypnosis help? Hypnosis can help a plethora of disorders, behaviors, dysfunctions, substance abuse, habits, okay? Hypnotherapy is used to treat anxiety, phobias. It can help you improve your sleep. If you've got learning disorders, if you've got communication, you know, problems or relationship issues, it can help with that. They have also used hypnotherapy to aid in pain management, help resolve medical conditions like digestive disorders and skin issues, gastrointestinal side effects of like pregnancy and chemotherapy. They even use hypnotherapy for women who are going into labor to help make labor a little bit easier. There's a lot that happens during labor. I can't speak firsthand, but I know from, you know, my friends who've been through it, they have talked about how the experience was so unique for them and how it's a crazy experience. And sometimes it's really, really, really difficult from a mental state to endure labor. And so they've got actually hypnotherapists who can come in if you want to help you move through labor. The other cool thing about hypnotherapy is that you can find hypnosis for anything if you just do a quick YouTube or Google search. Just to kind of give you an idea, there's hypnosis for letting go of the past, letting go of toxic relationships, letting go of negativity, control, fear, resentment, guilt, letting go of bad habits, such as nail biting or smoking. They even have cool stuff out there like hypnosis for meeting your spirit guide and hypnosis for falling asleep or hypnosis to lucid dream. I mean, you ask, it's probably out there. So I really encourage you to give it a try and see if it's right for you. Now, does hypnosis work for everybody? In most of the studies that they've done, they said, no, hypnosis doesn't work for everyone. There are some people who can move into a hypnotic state a little bit easier than others. Do they know why? No, they don't know why. But, you know, there's still so much to learn about hypnosis and just like meditation. And so those are questions to be answered. Now, can you still experience benefits from hypnosis even if you say it doesn't work? Yes. Absolutely. Just like meditation, if you don't feel like it's working, there's still some part of your brain that's listening. You know, there's still part of your brain that's in the unconscious brain where things can change. All right. So what should you expect from hypnosis? If you've never done hypnosis, it's really cool. You might have experienced similar feelings to hypnosis, kind of like I did last night when I was sitting in front of the TV, and it was pretty late and a little bit later than, you know, I don't normally stay up as late as I did last night, but I was watching this show on the Great Lakes, and it was, you know, some really, really cool images and music that was just so calm and relaxing. And it honestly moved me into I think that it was the theta waves, because I truly felt like if I wanted to close my eyes, I could fall asleep right now, but I didn't. I was aware, I was alert, I was conscious, but I was definitely like zoned out. And this is very similar to hypnosis. You are aware, right? You're aware of that you're awake. You're aware that hypnosis is happening. But you have all of the distractions, all of the environment is so limited that you are only focused on exactly what the hypnotherapist is saying. So when you are in a hypnotic state, you're focused, you're super relaxed, and the guide will ask you to think about some experiences or situations in a very positive way that can help you change the way you think and behave. So it's not like, you know, you're going to go balking like a chicken all around your house in this hypnotic state. Most of the time, you're laying down or you're sitting down with your eyes closed, listening to the therapist, listening to the hypnotherapist say what they need to say that can help your unconscious mind understand what it needs to process, any memories that it might need to pick up and surface and process through those thoughts. All right, so how does this work? Well, in certain parts of our brain, we have stored all of these memories and we've stored stress responses or emotional responses to these memories. And so similar to some of the meditations that I've talked about and what I'm going to talk about in the tapping episode, hypnosis helps surface up those memories, and the therapist might ask, you know, what your feelings are associated to that, or they may suggest a feeling associated to this memory, or maybe provide and promote a positive feeling towards yourself that just says, hey, I don't need to do this habit anymore to cope with these memories and to cope with these feelings. Instead, I can relieve this. I can remove it. I can move on without it. And that's the cool part about it. Sometimes we have no idea that something impacted us as much as it did. And that situation led us to these habits, led us to, you know, picking our fingernails or biting our fingernails. And sorry if that grosses you out. I just think it's a good example of things that we don't want to be doing, but we do. And it's like, dang, why do I do that? Like, why do I have this habit of doing this when I'm in an anxious mode or when I'm nervous about something or when I'm overwhelmed and have a lot on my plate? Like, why do I do these things? Well, you can simply do either a search on YouTube or see somebody to have a hypnotherapy session and get to the root of that mental and emotional connection that's driving that behavior. I want you to remember that it is your behaviors and your habits are a result of your mind and the things that you have memorized in your mind. And when we memorize these coping mechanisms, these habits, these behaviors, these emotional states all together, we have to do some work to break those things apart and replace what is not serving us with something that does serve us. All right. So I hope that this episode of The Life You Love and on training your brain is helpful, sparks some curiosity, and gives you some direction on where you might be able to help yourself so that you can get over those difficulties that are keeping you held back, that are, you know, incongruent with your best self. And when you imagine yourself right now, you know, take that moment and imagine you and your best self. You know, if all of those things didn't happen, where would you be? You know, and it's not like you can change the things that happened in your life, but what you can do is you can change the way that your brain processes those memories. And there are ways to do that. You don't have to be stuck. You don't have to live with it. You don't have to live in fear anymore. And you deserve to be unchained from those experiences. You deserve to be unchained from those habits. You deserve to live a life that you love. What kind of life is that? Really, what kind of life is that? Take some time for yourself and go write that down. Maybe take a walk and appreciate the beautiful sounds around you, no matter where you are. Find love for those things. Reciprocate a smile with somebody. Glow. Glow. Go out and glow so that others can see your light and your love that you're serving this world. And I want you to think about, who am I? How am I showing up? Am I doing what I want to do with my life? Am I afraid of doing those things? Why? Can I take my next step? And as you think about those things, as you process them, I encourage you to meditate and to pray and to bring good high vibe energy to that person that you are here to be in alignment, to be authentic, to feel like you are exactly that divine gift to this world that you truly are, because you are. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here with me on this episode of The Life You Love. I can't wait to go into the next episode of this series all on tapping. And folks, if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, please go to my website, Kimberly-Tackett. That's Kimberly-Tackett.com. Schedule your consultation. I would love to call and have a 1-hour chat with you to learn about where you are, what you need, and how we can get you there. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Life You Love.